Brilliant Audio presents Aliens on Vacation by Cleet Barrett Smith. Performed by Joshua Swanson. When the taxi pulled up to Grandma's place, I wanted to burrow under the seat and cower in shame. I blinked a few times, but the view didn't get any better. Of all the places my parents had dumped me for a summer, this was the dumpiest. The sign out front said it all. The Intergalactic Bed and Breakfast. The three-story Victorian home had at least the potential to be normal, with its white picket fence and rocking chairs on the wraparound porch, but no. The house was jet black, with huge murals of comets and stars and planets on each side, painted on with what looked like glittery nail polish. I wondered if I would have to submit a formal application to be the town freak, or if being related to Grandma meant I would be automatically awarded the title. The taxi driver filled his stubbly cheeks with air and blew it out as he studied the front entrance.
"This has got to be the place, kid."
"Yep," I said. He scratched his jowls with the back of his hand.
"You know, I saw a documentary one time about the nutjobs who obsess over those old Star Trek shows. Trekkies! This one guy, a dentist, he decorated his office like that ship. What do you call it? Oh, yeah. The Enterprise. Even made his assistants wear these crazy space uniforms."
He looked at the crowd of silver spaceship sculptures on Grandma's lawn.
"Is this one of those kinds of places?"
"Yep," I said. He was quiet for a moment. Then he said,
"Those people are kind of weird."
"Yep," I said. Muttering to himself, the driver pushed his door open and walked to the trunk to grab my suitcase. I stayed in the back of the taxi, not ready to accept the fact that I had to spend the next 2 months, 3 days, and 14 hours of my life here. The place was a dead end. Just past Grandma's fence, the asphalt gave out, and the street turned into a narrow road of mud and gravel, twisting up into the hills to disappear into the forest. A mile or so back, the sign at the entrance to the town had read, "Welcome to Forest Grove, Washington, your oasis in the wilderness." They sure got the wilderness part right. My mind churned with escape fantasies. I could make friends with the driver and stay in the taxi as he shuttled tourists around all summer. I could sleep in the trunk and buy meals from gas station vending machines. I bet he'd even let me drive once in a while, maybe at night, out on the country roads with no cops around. Then we could... The daydream died when the taxi driver wrenched my door open with a screech of rusted metal.
"All right, fella. You can sit there all day if you want, but I'll have to start charging you by the hour."
I willed my legs to push me out of the taxi, then dug into the pocket of my jeans for some cash. After carefully counting out a thick wad of ones and fives, I realized that I was blowing almost half the money my parents had given me for the summer just on the taxi ride. I double-checked the fare meter, worried that maybe the driver was charging too much, taking advantage of a kid traveling alone. But I shook it off. After all, it had taken over 2 hours to get here from the airport, every minute of travel time sucking me deeper into the wilderness. This whole state was nothing but trees and mountains. They probably had to do some heavy logging this morning just to clear out a space for my airplane to land. The driver grabbed my cash, took one more look at the intergalactic bed and breakfast, and shook his head.
"Lots of luck, kid,"
he said before slamming the door and driving away. I stared at Grandma's place and snorted. There had already been lots of luck for me since school let out for the summer last week. It had all been bad luck. I thought this was going to be the first summer that I actually got to stay home. But Mom had a last-minute business trip to Jacksonville to lead one of her management seminars for corporate honchos. And Dad had to help one of his partners in the law firm get a new office up and running in Atlanta. They could have dished out a little extra cash for our housekeeper to stay at our place full time for the summer. I spent enough time with her anyway. Or, since I'm old enough now, they could have let me crash with friends. Heck, for a chance to be closer to home, I could have survived another stay with Mom's sister and her annoying little kids in Lakeland, like the summer after fourth grade. Or even another 2 month sentence confined to the smelly cabins of the Happy Camper Sleepaway Adventure, summer after fifth grade. But instead, they shipped me out of Tampa, Florida, and all the way across the country to stay with Dad's mom. We had never been out here to visit before, but that wasn't too unusual. My parents don't really travel unless it's for work. I walked toward the front gate, kicking a little too hard at rocks in my path and looking up at my bizarre prison for the summer. How was I supposed to make the 7th grade all-star basketball team now? Coach set up summer practices 3 times a week and tournaments almost every weekend. I was finally going to have the chance to show him I could play point guard better than Tyler Sandusky. Everyone knows that Coach figures out the starting lineup during the summer schedule. The official tryouts in the winter only last 2 days, and they're a joke. Now Tyler would win our bet on which one of us will be in the starting five, and I'd have to fork over a month's allowance. In fact, I'd be lucky to even make the team as a bench gargoyle, just sitting there and watching Tyler play. More likely, I'd be back on the intramural squad, playing with the other rejects who didn't make the real team, while Tyler traveled all over Hillsborough County with the All-Stars, competing against the other middle schools. Some of those bigger schools even have cheerleaders. Not that it would make much difference to Mom or Dad, since they're usually too busy to come to my games. They barely looked up from their suitcases as I pled my case for being able to stay home and play ball this summer. Maybe even start lifting some weights. I doubted that a fully equipped weight room was on the amenity list for an intergalactic bed and breakfast.